Gladden Others, The Purpose of God's Servants, July 13. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. He who is following the divine guidance has found the only true source of saving grace and real happiness, and has gained the power of imparting happiness to all around him. You are not placed on earth merely to delve for self, to dig and build, to toil and spin, but to make life bright and joyous and beautiful with the love of Christ, like the flowers, to gladden other lives by the ministry of love. There is nothing, save the selfish heart of man, that lives unto itself. No bird that cleaves the air, no animal that moves upon the ground, but ministers to some other life. There is no leaf of the forest, or lowly blade of grass, but has its ministry. Every tree and shrub and leaf pours forth that element of life, without which neither man nor animal could live, and man and animal, in turn, minister to the life of tree and shrub and leaf. The sun sheds its light to gladden a thousand worlds. The ocean, itself the source of all our springs and fountains, receives the streams from every land, but takes to give. Seeking to make yourself happy is poor work, unprofitable business. The greatest happiness experienced will be in doing others good, in making others happy. Such happiness will be lasting.